join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We have a great show for you tonight. Our first guest is Larry Curtis, conductor of the wonderful Long Beach Municipal Band. Larry, welcome to Straight Talk.
Thank you.
You're celebrating your 100th anniversary season, and the band is really part of the fabric of this community.
We'd like to think so. We've enjoyed every minute of the time I've had with the band. I haven't been here 100 years yet, you understand?
Our later guest, Sir Francis, is 400 years old, but we'll leave that for then. But the band is wonderful, and you have the summer concert series each year. And again, notwithstanding the budget cuts, the band is here alive and well. And tell us what it's like in front of thousands of people conducting the band.
Well, this is an unusual situation because our audiences actually are in love with the band. It's their hometown band. It belongs to them. And so when they come as an audience, they have a different perspective than what you would normally have at a commercial audience. And it's a family event.
Yeah.
And many generations of families.
We enjoyed it together.
Oh, yes.
And parents bring the kids, and the kids come.
And, they talk to me about their grandparents bringing them many years ago. So it's been around. With that 100-year tradition makes our audiences something special.
Well, if you haven't been to one of these concerts, make it a point this summer to go to one of the venues. We'll post the information at the end of the segment, but it runs from June 24th to August 22nd, different venues around town, Marine Stadium, El Dorado Park. And let's take a look at a few of the photos from last summer's concert, Larry. This one is where?
That's in Marine Stadium. No, that's actually in El Dorado Park. El Dorado Park. And that's Renee Souza, the great grandniece of John Philip Souza, singing with the band.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And here's another shot.
That is Marine Stadium, where we usually play there on Thursday evenings, crowds up to 3,000 people.
At Marine Stadium.
At Marine Stadium. Memorial.
And everyone truly loves the band. They picnic, bring out food, maybe something to drink, and you can't beat this as a summer experience.
No, and they've staked out their territory. Believe me, at 8 o'clock in the morning, the blankets are down, the chairs are out, and those of them that want to set up close to the band, at least.
And now, you're just not a pretty face. You are a very skilled musician. You were 25 years as conductor of bands at Cal State Long Beach. Your wind symphony music is well recognized throughout the country. And yet you just love band music.
I've always been a band admirer. I started out as a drummer in Texas, and going to school like every other young bandsman does. And I've conducted orchestras. I played violin during the college and later years. But there's something about the spirit of a band. It plays the people's music.
Yeah. And you've brought wind instruments increasingly into focus as part of this band.
I have. The instrumentation of this particular band has pretty well been set for probably 80 of those years. It started off a little bit smaller, mostly brass instruments. But it's been set now at about 40 musicians, all professional players.
Wow. And this band, folks, is the oldest municipally funded band in the United States. And there are not a whole lot of cities that have a band, and we are the oldest of that category.
When this band started, almost every small community had some sort of a band. But Long Beach wanted to be special. John Philip Sousa's band had toured out here. Everyone had gone to hear it. And, of course, live music was about the only music you heard of any kind of quality. And so,
that's right. This is pre-TV, pre-records, I guess, 100
yes.
years ago. If you wanted to hear music, you had to have a piano in your home or go hear a band.
That's right. And the city fathers decided that they would hire musicians, professional musicians, from the very beginning, and they wanted to have the best band in the United States.
The best band in the land, as one of the lyrics goes.
That's right. That's right.
Well, that kind of reflects our Midwestern roots, I think, in this wholesome value structure. And we're so happy to have the band. And as I said, if you haven't yet heard the band, and there may be a few that haven't, make it a point this summer to go to one of the concerts. There's Tuesday nights, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, starting on June 24th at different venues around town. We'll put the phone number up. And we have a clip from last summer's concert, which we want you to see as we go out to commercial break. So let's take a look at the Long Beach Municipal Band playing their best.
Electricity is different from any other product we use. We can't store it. We must use it wisely, but can't do without it completely. And there's no substitute for this special form of energy that brings us light, comfort, and progress. That's why California needs new standards that can keep utilities strong, guard against another power crisis, and protect consumers from the kind of shortages that often affect other commodities. Because electricity is different.
The Port of Long Beach, one of the region's largest construction contractors, has work for businesses big and small. The SBE, or Small Business Enterprise Program, was established by the Board of Harbor Commissioners in 2004 to boost the local economy. Through this program, small businesses get a chance at big port contracts in the areas of construction, environmental consulting, engineering and architectural services, and more. To learn more, log on to www.polb.com or call 562-590-4146.
The Marketplace Long Beach, where you can shop for a fabulous selection of merchandise. Dine out tonight. Shop in a relaxing environment. Explore all there is to enjoy at The Marketplace Long Beach, PCH and 2nd Street, online at marketplacelongbeach.com. The Marketplace Long Beach.
For over 80 years, Community Hospital of Long Beach has served the greater Long Beach community by providing the best medical care possible with a focus on clinical excellence and a caring, compassionate, personalized approach for every patient. It is our goal to be the community's preferred healthcare provider, providing a 24/7 rapid response emergency department, a state-of-the-art cancer center, and a free wellness and diabetes program. We are proud to introduce CHLB's new bariatrics program featuring the safe and effective Lap-Band system. Community Hospital of Long Beach. When you have a choice, choose the best.
Welcome back. Continuing our conversation with Larry Curtis, conductor of the Long Beach Municipal Band. He's not just a pretty face. He's a distinguished educator, guest conducting engagements with performances including the Los Angeles Philharmonic, Pacific Symphony Orchestra, recognized authority on wind literature. And it's so great to have you in town, Larry.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
As we mentioned earlier, the band is celebrating its 100th anniversary, 100 years of being here in Long Beach. And you had a wonderful gala at the Convention Center. This is the program. I was there. And the whole band was there playing for a packed house. And it was a wonderful evening.
It was a great time, held by all. Yeah.
And then a subset of the band was a dance orchestra. And that wonderful singer, Ella Fitzgerald's stylist.
Barbara Morrison.
She was marvelous. Yes. And a well-deserved tribute to the band. Now, this summer, of course, we mentioned the concert series, but the finale for this thing is on Saturday, August 22nd. You want to make a note of that. There's a special concert at Blair Field. They're doing the 1812 Overture with fireworks. You don't want to miss that to help the band celebrate their 100th anniversary.
It's our big finale.
The big finale. Give us a sense of some of the... And let me show you the program again. Take a look at this band and the dress. That looks like the John Philip Sousa era.
That's what it was. That's the Osa Foster. is the conductor in the white uniform in the middle, and he was the second director of the band.
Yeah. And what are some of the highlights of the 100 years as you look back? I know you weren't there for most of it, but...
Well, I think the several things that struck my fancy as I looked through it. First of all is that the band was formed to help this city in its quest to be the grandest city on the West Coast. At that time, in 1909, the city of Long Beach was the fastest growing city in the nation.
Wow.
And they had the band, a professional band, partially to bring in people to Long Beach, tourists, so they could buy real estate.
Naturally.
And it worked. And the city fathers were excited about it, as they are today. And the band, as it moved through the years, got into World War I. There was a lot of talk about perhaps stopping the band at that point. But the band kind of reinvented itself. It began to play more patriotic music instead of the opera music that it had been playing. It played all the troops out.
As they went along. Because we were the home port for the Pacific Fleet.
Yes, yeah. And then again, during the tragic earthquake, the whole city government just about stopped because all the buildings had been destroyed, so many of them. So the band played in the parks on their own, free gratis, because they were not paid for it because there was no hourly time clock to work on. But they played concerts for the people that were living in the parks in tents.
Goodness. Back in the 20s.
And then again, World War II, they played all the USO dances around the area. They met, sent every troop ship out in the Pacific and met every one of them coming back in.
That's wonderful.
And Herbert L. Clark, the great trumpet player for the Sousa Band, was a conductor during that time. And they were playing six concerts a day. Now, that's a pretty rough schedule.
His
doctor finally said he needed to stop being the band director at 75 years old. He just couldn't hold up to that schedule. 600 concerts a year.
We just have a minute or so left,
sure.
Larry. What is music? Tell us what music means to a civilized society as means of communication and everything else.
Well, what music is the emotion of a human. And so it really does capture, in every generation, it captures the sensitivity of the public as a cultural event, a cultural media itself. So the people establish what's successful and not the composers. The composers are writing music, all kinds of music, all of the time.
But some things stick.
That
hits the soul.
And the populace decides what something is.
So it's really a reflection of the society.
Total, as time goes.
And of course, it's a universal language.
Yes. And also, it's been very interesting, like after 9/11, people turn to music in a time of stress. It's very interesting to me that happens. We all began to sing and going and hear music that was patriotic, that was a part of our inside self. And it's happened throughout all of the tragic events of history.
And our regular viewers may note that we open every show with a one-minute tribute to police, fire, and military, which has a very strong musical base and very moving images. And it sets the tone for our show.
I think that it's also, we take music for granted because we hear it so much. There's not a commercial that goes on TV that music doesn't start the second the film starts for a commercial. Every one of them are the same way. If we had to spend 5 minutes a day without any music going on, we would certainly begin to appreciate it.
We can prove that by listening to a movie without the audio track. The best movie goes flat without that audio backup.
It does.
So Larry, thank you and the members of your great band for all you contribute to the joy in our city. And I certainly look forward to attending some of your concerts this summer, and I will certainly try and be there on August 22nd at Blair Field.
I always enjoy it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, coming right up, our oldest guest, one of our favorite, straight from the 16th century, you won't want to miss Sir Francis Drake.